your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. He was working on his laptop late one night when his eyes beheld a ghoulish sight. He could not log in despite several tries, and then suddenly, to no one's surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the healthcare mash.
Healthcare mash.
It was a keyboard smash.
He did the mash.
The website would crash.
He did the mash.
He did the healthcare mash. Who designed such a site? So flawed and so sloppy. The code is so ancient. Perhaps it was Hammurabi. He tried to apply, but the site would suspend. I've seen a eunuch with a more functional front end.
He did the mash.
He did the healthcare mash.
The healthcare mash.
It was a keyboard smash.
He did the mash.
He tried to clear his cache.
He did the mash.
Then did the healthcare mash. Hundreds of millions of dollars were spent for a website that has trouble loading. How could the government's web designers create a site with such awful coding?
They did the mash.
Oh, they did the healthcare mash. It was a keyboard smash.
They did the mash.
They took all of our cash.
They did the mash.
And did the healthcare mash.
You know, 3 years really isn't that long to build a website, especially one that has to do one thing. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's great. That was the healthcare mash by Reason TV. I'll put a link on the website after the broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily right here. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I'd just like to say that starting today, continuing through tomorrow, is the 2013 National Small Farm Trade Show and Conference in Columbia, Missouri. That's November 1 and 2. Starting today and through tomorrow, I'll be there. John and Judy Dollarhite and I plan to be there on Saturday. So if you'd like to attend the Small Farm and Trade Show Conference, Columbia, Missouri, information is on the website, usaprepares.com. With me today in the broadcast classroom is John Reagan, U.S. Air Force officer retired. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey, hey John. I didn't tell the class, but you were scheduled to be on with me today. And let me just talk about the domino effect. Last Wednesday, or prior to last Wednesday, Dr. Norman Shealy, who's on with us every Wednesday, let me know that he would not be available. He was going to be out of town. And so his colleague, Dr. Julie Penick, would be in his seat. And that happens when Dr. Shealy's out of town, and Dr. Julie Penick sits in for Dr. Shealy on Dr. Shealy's radio broadcast and local radio station in Springfield, Missouri. And she has for years and years and years. Well, what I try to do with Dr. Penick is communicate with her via text and say, okay, all set, ready, you know, for tomorrow's broadcast. And I hadn't heard from her. And I thought, wow, this was early in the morning. That's not like Dr. Penick. And she's also an instructor at the college, so I thought, well, maybe she's in class. Sent her another text, no response. And I was really worried. I thought something bad had happened. And late that night, or later that afternoon, I found out that Dr. Penick's brother had passed away, unexpectedly. And she was on her way from Missouri to New Orleans. And so if you're inclined to pray, I think the family could use some prayers for Dr. Julie Penick, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. And so I talked to John Reagan, and he agreed to move his class up from Friday today to Wednesday. And Mike Parsons agreed to jump in and do the second hour. And so when I connected on Wednesday to Genesis from Missouri, I connect via high-speed digital from my studio to Genesis, my producer said, okay, I've got your instructors on. They're both here. I said, really? who are they? He said, well, Dr. Sheely and John Reagan. And I said, wow, okay. So what Dr. Sheely had done is he found out that Julie wasn't going to be able to make it because of the death in her family, and he was jumping back in from being away, out of the area. So what I'm trying to say is thank you very much, John Reagan. Thank you, Dr. Sheely. Thank you, Mike Parsons. That is who we are. And thank you, Dr. Julie Penick, because each one of us is willing to help each other, and no one's getting paid. No one. So that's who we are. That's the faculty of USAPrepares.com, and I wanted to wait until today to tell you what happened. So when Dr. Sheely came on, I said, Dr. Sheely, I didn't know you were available. And so he jumped in at the last minute without letting me know, just to help me. So it's an impressive team. Your faculty is absolutely unbelievable. So John Reagan, today, did I say anything that was incorrect, John?
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah, and that's who we are. So John, would you like to give us the latest update? I understand the Library of Congress has communicated with you about your book that was sitting there somewhere in the Library of Congress waiting approval for you to go to print. What's happening?
Yes, I got the email late yesterday afternoon that I've got my Library of Congress control number. So now I get to go into my manuscript and update that and then get it uploaded again and go through approving the proof again. And I don't know if it'll be this weekend or early next week, but we'll actually be in the Amazon store.
John, I'm looking forward to that. And as soon as you get that that notice that you're going to be in the store and the book is available for sale, please let me know, okay? And I'll let our class know, okay?
Will do.
Okay, so on Wednesday we talked about spy technology. We talked about the technology that the government is building, that private industry is building, that private industry and the government are using in cooperation with each other against us. It's absolutely unbelievable, some of the things that they're doing. We talked about fake electronics on Wednesday, just to do a quick recap. We talked about fake electronics, how our products are being knocked off in foreign countries, specifically China, and how some of those products are substandard grade, which would be the consumer grade, not the military grade, without the electronic shielding from EMPs and so forth. So those chips that are built in China for us may not have the shielding to protect our troops should there be an electromagnetic weapon. And we also talked about DARPA and artificial intelligence and Skynet. And we started talking about computers and phones and remote control. John, did you want to review any of that before we get into today's 2 hours of surveillance and control?
Spot. I think that's pretty much standalone. And if you miss it, the show is available in the archives on GCN Live.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Then would you like to begin with, Tom suggested, Tom, our engineer at Genesis, had suggested using Tor, T-O-R. Would you give us an update as to your findings on Tor?
Yeah, I just did a little research on that. And like the Internet being a defense project, Tor was sponsored by the U.S. Navy Research Laboratories. So governments had its hand in that from the beginning as well. And there was a recent article on CNET, which is a computer website, on October 4th, that put the news out that the NSA is using Google Ads. They're actually paying for ads as a very cheap and effective way of tracking who the Tor users are. So do not expect Tor to give you anonymity.
Yeah. And you know, in that line of thinking, I'd like to share with you that using Google Ads to track who uses Tor is analogous to tracking who you are if you go to an expo when you get free tickets. So imagine getting free tickets to an expo. And I really believe that of all the people the government is concerned about, they talk about terrorists. Well, there is a report in Missouri about Christians. If you've got this, you know, the sign of the fish on your car, if you're a homeschooler, if you say you're a homeschooler and you have a bumper sticker that says homeschoolers, or if you're pro-life, or if you're pro-Second Amendment, or if you're a Ron Paul supporter at the time, there was a Missouri organization, government organization, that said these are, you know, likely threats to the United States. These people are potential terrorists, and that the police should be on the lookout for us. That would be me, okay? That would be me and a lot of my friends, because I was a Ron Paul supporter. Anyway, the expos, I believe, are being used to track who you are, and I'm probably the only guy that's saying it. And it'll sound like sour grapes, and that's okay. But I'm going to tell you anyway. We come back, and we'll talk about spy technology.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed-out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, John Reagan's with us, and I was mentioning about some of the expos that are out there, and it's going to sound like sour grapes, but it's not. There are three types of expos, and what we're talking about is spy technology. And this kind of fits in. We learned that Google is placing ads on Tor to find out who is downloading what. In the same line of concern, I have a concern about what's happening in preparedness and survival expos. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. I'm not going to mention this company's name. But there are three types of expos. There are the small expos that are about 1,000 people. They're local community expos. And they have local vendors. And they have some vendors from maybe around the state and outside the state. I absolutely support them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to one tomorrow. It's a farm expo, and I'm even promoting it. I'm not charging them to announce it. It's on our website. I mentioned it at the top of the broadcast. Then there's another type of expo, which would be like the one we have, which is a private expo, and the email list does not go to anybody, absolutely nobody. There are many people that have offered to buy it from me, and I say, well, you know, it's not for sale. I will not sell it. Absolutely will not sell it. And it does not live in the cloud. So it is controlled on a separate machine. And I have very few email addresses on there. Those are the people who contact me and ask me for something. Okay, so I don't really have a big email address. And I don't keep one and I don't want to. But there's another type of... So that would be like our expo. We don't sell the mailing list or the emails. Then there's another type of expo that is working with the government. Now, if you want, you can just go to look at some of these expos and look at their website. And you'll see some of their, they call them sponsors. And then you'll see, right on the same page, icons for CERT. That's the Community Emergency Response Team. That's government. Then you'll see the FEMA logo. That's government. Then you see ready.gov. That's government. Then you'll see Fire Corps. That's government. Okay? Now, I said that those mailing lists are available, and they're available for purchase from those type of expos that work with the government. I'm going to read you an email that I received. I'm not going to name the company. Greetings from XYZ, okay? Thanks for attending the blank expo in blank. You submitted your email address to the show coordinator, and he's sent us the list. This is exciting because this allows us to extend an offer to a group of like-minded folks. And then he's hawking his product. Okay. Now, I have the entire list because somebody sent this out. And you know you can send an email with blind carbon copy, or you can send an email out with carbon copy. Well, whoever sent this out sent it to me with the entire email list. So what I said to you was that this is happening. I have it in front of me. I have all the emails, all the email addresses that they've collected, all of them. And I even recognize some of the people who are my friends. I even recognize some of our instructors who are on this email distribution list. How about that? So if you go and you get your free tickets, and you get your free tickets the way they say to get them, which is fill out the form on the website, their website, for this expo, they capture your email address. And here it is. I've got it right here. So please think about what you're doing. There's a reason why somebody would send you something for free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. What we do is we charge our exhibitors very little, about $226 for a booth. The other guys charge between $855 and $1,400 for the same thing. We charge our guests for $8 discounted for a full day, or $15 for a weekend. And we still can't break even. So these other guys who give away free passes to anybody who wants to come, it's being subsidized somehow, and I believe it's through that list. And I believe it's in conjunction with the government. John Reagan, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I kind of lose my temper when I think about our invasion of privacy, and I lose my temper when I think about these sneaky tactics that people use. It's unbelievable. And, you know, believe it or not, I communicate, and I talk with the guys who have the expos all over the country, and I like to work with them. As a matter of fact, you know, even though we're competitors, we can get along and we can be friendly, but I draw the line at two things. One, the spying and selling of information without your understanding as to what's happening. I don't like that. And I also don't like the fact that your information is being provided to the government. I don't like that. And then I guess, and the other thing, I don't like the fact that some people at some expos are selling fear. If you don't buy this product, you're going to die. If you don't buy this product, you know, when the planets align and there's going to be a massive, massive solar events, or if there's going to be an earthquake because of planet realignment or alignment, you're going to experience a power outage, a grid down situation, and if you don't buy this bucket of stuff, you are going to die. I draw the line at that, and I won't be any part of it. I won't have any part of it. And I've literally distanced myself from anyone who is involved in selling fear. Seriously. As a matter of fact, I told a radio station in Springfield, I don't even want to be on the same radio station as someone who's selling fear. And here's why. There's a belief that when you're on a radio station, that you know all those other guys and gals that are on the radio station. There's a belief from the listeners that, you know, you all get along and you're all buddies. Otherwise, why would you work at the same place? What they don't understand is that, for example, when I come into my, if I were in the studio, I would come in, do my thing, and leave. The guy that comes in after me, I might see him for like 3 minutes. The guy that's there before me, I might see him for 3 or 4 minutes while he's getting out of his seat and while I'm hopping into that seat, you know, behind the microphone. Other than that, we hardly get, you know, get a chance to spend time with each other. So I don't know who these people are that are on these radio stations. So when people say things, okay, when people say things that are harmful to individuals, I don't want any part of it. And I understand that we have Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to USAPrepares.com.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate being with you this glorious first day of November.
It really is a glorious day. Sheriff Richard Mack is a senior USAPrepares.com instructor, and he's known worldwide for standing up for us. He is America's sheriff. Sheriff Richard Mack, you've been to the Get Prepared Expo many times. You have done book signings with us. You've been on the air with us, and you did something really neat. You went down to Florida yesterday. Can you tell us what happened? I have a post, and I've posted your press release from this morning on our website, usapreparers.com. Could you please tell us what happened with Sheriff Nick Finch? What an amazing story.
Well, it really is an amazing story, and I'm surprised that it's not being talked about on Beck and Hannity and every major network in the country. It's really a mainstream story as well as a patriot and freedom story. Sheriff Nick Finch in Liberty County, Florida, was arrested and booked into his own jail in June of this year. Now, you might wonder, what on earth could a sheriff have done to merit being arrested by the state police? Well, his crime was nullifying an arrest of a man in his county, one of his constituents, by one of Sheriff Finch's deputies for merely possessing a gun. He had never misused the gun. He had never threatened anyone with the gun. He's never been convicted of a violent crime or any other crime. He's never been involved with domestic violence. No one turned him in. No one complained and said, hey, this man has a gun. You need to go after him. He was pulled over on a trumped up traffic stop probable cause deal. Sheriff Finch didn't like the probable cause that the deputy used. It was bogus. And then he pulls the man out of the car. And Mr. Parrish is the name of the citizen. He told the deputy, look, I have a gun on my seat and I have one in my pocket. The deputy pulls him out of the vehicle. And at that time, now, technically, because he doesn't have a concealed carry permit, he just broke the law. The only way this man broke the law is because the deputy pulled him out of the vehicle. Otherwise, he can have that gun in his pocket, and he hasn't broken any law. Sheriff Finch was offended at that. He was offended that the system and the deputy thinks that an honest, law-abiding citizen should go to jail just for having a gun in his pocket. Again, he's not a prohibited felon. He has not committed a crime. He's never misused his gun. And so Sheriff Finch went down to the jail, and this is just 2 months after the sheriff has been in office. It's not like he's had a long time to be in there and establish a long train of abuses and corruption. He just barely started. And the problem is Sheriff Finch was never supposed to be elected. He wasn't part of the good old boy structure. He wasn't in the in crowd. He came in and worked hard and got elected. And the powers that be didn't like that. And they knew he wouldn't go along because he believed in the Constitution and his oath of office. So now the deputy doesn't like it that Sheriff Finch nullified his arrest, and so that really hurt his feelings. And he turned Sheriff Finch over to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. They investigated it, and get this. I've done, as you know, Vince, I've done hundreds of investigations in my 20-year career. I always, and it was a routine that you try to establish some sort of relationship with the suspect and even interview the suspect. Sheriff Finch was never interviewed, never even talked to by these guys. They come in and serve a search warrant on his jail and his office and on him. They arrest him, book him in, and take him to trial. Well, Vince, guess what the state did? These corrupt attorney general's office, they said, oh, Sheriff Finch, we'll drop all the charges on you. We'll let the whole thing go if you promise to leave office.
Wow.
And not come back. So Sheriff Finch says, no, I'm not going to do that. I haven't done anything wrong. And you guys are the one creating this problem. I didn't create this problem. And so then the state does one other thing. They rearrest Mr. Parrish. They said, no, the sheriff can't release you. You know, we're gonna come in and arrest you again. The only thing different the state did, they offered him a plea bargain. The only thing they did different was demand that he work 50 hours of community service and he paid $200 fine. It went full circle back to what Sheriff Finch did, except Sheriff Finch says, I'm not going to demand that you do community service. I just want you to go get your concealed carry permit, take care of it, and didn't charge him $200. The state charged him $200 for this farce charade of law enforcement and law and order. So now we fast forward to Sheriff Finch's trial. It started Monday of this week. I was there. And I was totally shocked and appalled at the corrupt nature of this whole thing. There was two assistants to the Attorney General prosecuting this good, honest sheriff, a constitutional sheriff. And by the way, Vince, he's not a member of the CSPOA. When all this happened, he didn't even know of that.
Now he
didn't even know of Oath Keepers. Mm-hmm. He was just doing his job because that's what you're supposed to do. Do mm-hmm. your job and keep your oath. Can you believe that?
Yep.
So Sheriff Finch is just doing the right thing, trying to do his job, taking care of the people in his county, and he gets arrested for it. So now they want to charge him with a felony of altering public documents. And the only person that they knew and testified in court that ever had possession or control of those documents was the deputy who turned Sheriff Finch in. Sheriff Finch said, I never saw him, I never had him, and I never did anything with him. And then they said, well, you whited out a document. Let me tell you, Vince, honestly, seriously, I want all your listeners to know, this became the whiteout caper of Liberty County. Because they had to, I know, I was laughing in court. I had to hide my head down so the judge wouldn't see me laughing at this ridiculous charade of a trial. The judge was way biased. He was on the side of the prosecutors the whole time. They could do anything. They could badger witnesses. They could badger Sheriff Finch. They could demean his character, say all these horrible and inflammatory things that are disallowed and not allowed or admissible in court, and the judge let the prosecutors get away with everything. And six people were on the jury, and I guess they saw through the whole thing, and they wanted to tell the prosecutors, you're not going to do that here. And get the irony of this, Vince, and I want all your listeners to get this too. The jury nullified the arrest of an honest, good sheriff. Mm-hmm. And he had nullified the arrest of a good, honest citizen. A nobody. A cipher. This man doesn't get involved in community affairs. He doesn't do much. He doesn't go anywhere. He stays on his land. He just wants to be left alone. He associates with his two or three brothers and a girlfriend, and that's it. This man just wants to be an American. He's former military. He just wants to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And no, of course, we're going to take a man like that to jail. Sheriff Finch said, no, I'm not going to allow that to occur. He dropped the charges. He released the man, and then he gets arrested for it. So the nullification, we have living proof that it's working. As you know, that's what we do at CSPOA. So anybody wants to get involved in what we're doing, if you really want to be part of the solution, go to CSPOA.org.
Sheriff Richard Mack, would you like to stick around on the other side of this break and tell us a little bit more about what happened and the illegal act of pulling this man out of the car and then arresting him?
Yes.
Okay,
oh, yes,
let's
absolutely
do that. John Reagan's with us. Sheriff Richard Mack will be right back. Fascinating national story right here at USAPrepares.com.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Keep it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Sheriff Richard Mack's with us. John Reagan's with us. And Sheriff Richard Mack called in to give us an update about Sheriff Nick Finch, Liberty County, Florida, who was arrested and jailed in his own jail. And Sheriff Richard Mack, my understanding is that the original problem started with a deputy arresting Mr. Parrish. Now, he legally possessed a handgun in his car in Florida when he was operating his vehicle, and he legally had in his pocket another handgun. And as long as he was in his car, everything was fine. He did not have to have a concealed carry permit in order to have those firearms in his vehicle, under his control, in his pocket. But when he was forcibly removed by the sheriff's deputy, dragged out of his car, pulled out of his car, that's when he was outside of his vehicle, and then it was illegal for him to have that handgun in his pocket because it became a concealed weapon when it was outside his vehicle. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct, yes. And I will tell you, and I want all your listeners to know, there's a difference of terminology, and you used the correct terminology there, and I appreciate you doing that, Ben. It was illegal at that time after the deputy created this crime, but technically it was illegal for Sheriff, for Parrish to have that gun in his pocket. But it was quite lawful and constitutional for him to have it there because that's the only permit you really need, and that is Second Amendment. I believe that. It is something Sheriff Finch believes. The state law requiring you to have a concealed carry permit to have a gun on your person does not supersede the principles within the Second Amendment. And let's just ask ourselves one thing here, and this was brought up in trial numerous times, and Sheriff Finch brought it up. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's what he swore to protect, defend, and obey. He put that into action. Which one is superior? The state's requirement to have a concealed carry permit to put your coat over your gun on your hip? Or the Founding Fathers' admonition that the Second Amendment protects a God-given right for you to keep and bear arms. And so, to me, that's an obvious answer. It's an obvious yes. The Second Amendment supersedes all other laws. You cannot create a state statute or regulation that supersedes that which is guaranteed within the Bill of Rights. And so Sheriff Finch took the higher road, and he nullified this ridiculous arrest by this deputy, who I might say is quite a coward, quite a wimp, and no longer works there at this at the Liberty County Sheriff's Office, because after he threw his own sheriff under the bus, just after working for him for 2 months, he left. You know, he just cowered away. And what I was really concerned with, though, Vince, as I was watching this, I knew the truth, but the truth really wasn't coming out that well in the trial. And all the shenanigans and all the manipulation by the prosecutors and the judge, I thought might present a big enough smoke screen that the jury would not be able to see through. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness for all the good people at GCN, on your show, all your listeners, and a lot of other Sam Bushman people and Joyce Riley people and Alex Jones people and some local radio announcers in Florida, and Beth Ann Schoenberg. Luckily, all the prayers of those people and good, honest Americans and patriots that were praying and donating and helping with this, the jury saw through it all and told the prosecutors and the corrupt officials that made all this happen, they told them, not in our county. This is not how we do things here. And they nullified this arrest of a good man.
Sheriff Richard Mack, I had another couple questions. Do you have a couple more minutes after the top of the hour? It's going to be about 7 minutes. Or do you,
I'll just keep going until my ride gets here.
Okay. Sheriff Richard Mack, and the question I'd like to ask him, is there a plan by the federal government to confiscate guns from us one at a time through the local offices of your city and your county? And is that part of what this is all about, why the deputy grabbed that gun and arrested Mr. Parrish? We'll be right back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.